Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Inakusahan ang retail giant na Kmart ng paglabag sa privacy ng mga customer dahil sa paggamit nito ng facial recognition. Sabi ng kumpanya, sinubukan nila ang teknolohiya para labanan ang pagdami ng pagnanakaw at panlilinlang at pinag-iisipan nilang iapela ang desisyon ng Privacy Commissioner. Narito ang iba pang mga detalye. Araw-araw, daan-daang customers sa buong Australia ang bumibisita sa Kmart na kilala sa abot-kayang mga gamit sa bahay at iba pang mga lugar. Pero ayon sa natuklasan ng National Privacy Regulator, may ilan na maaaring na-record ang kanilang mga mukha ng retailer nang hindi nila nalalaman. Nalaman ng Office of the Australian Information Commissioner na mula June 2020 hanggang July 2022, ginamit ng Kmart ang facial recognition technology sa mga pintuan at ibang counters ng 28 nilang tindahan. Ang facial recognition technology ay isang uri ng biometric technology. Kinukuha nito ang digital na larawan ng mukha ng tao at ginagawa itong biometrical template. Sabi ng Kmart, ginagamit nila ang teknolohiya para labanan ang refund fraud. Ayon sa kanila, hindi nila kailangan humingi ng pahintulot sa mga customer dahil naniniwala silang sakop ito ng exemption sa Privacy Act para labanan ang illegal na gawain o malubhang paglabag. Sa isang pahayag, sinabi ni Privacy Commissioner Carly Kind na komplikado ang kanyang pagsusuri.
Understanding how facial recognition technology accords with the protections contained in the Privacy Act requires me to balance the interests of individuals in having their privacy protected on the one hand and the interests of entities in carrying out their functions or activities on the other. Relevant to a technology like facial recognition is also the public interest in protecting privacy.
Sabi ng Kmart, mula Agosto 2024 hanggang Marso 2025, tumaas ng 85% ang mga insidente ng pagbabanta ng customer na may kinalaman sa refund. Narito naman ang pahayag mula sa Kmart ni Santo.
This is a landmark determination. The Privacy Commissioner accepted that retailers like Kmart can take robust action to prevent fraud and theft in their stores, but they have to do so in a way that respects people's basic right to privacy.
Pero ayon kay Professor Santo, ipinapakita ng pagsusuri ng Privacy Commissioner na dapat unahin ng Kmart ang ibang paraan para pigilan ng fraud bago gumamit ng facial recognition technology.
There are real concerns with using facial recognition to prevent people from engaging in shoplifting and fraud. And I think what this determination shows is that before jumping to use that technology, there are a whole bunch of other things that companies can do to address the legitimate concern about fraud and theft in stores. And they should do those things first because they don't necessarily have the same level of impact on people's right to privacy.
Pangalawang retailer ang Kmart na natuklasang illegal na gumagamit ng facial recognition technology sa kanilang mga tindahan ayon sa Privacy Commissioner noong nakaraang taon. Natuklasan na nilabag ng Bunnings ang privacy laws dahil gumamit sila ng facial recognition technology sa 63 tindahan sa Victoria at New South Wales mula 2018 hanggang 2021. Kasalukuyang nirerepaso ang desisyon ng Administrative Review Tribunal. Sinabi naman ni Kind na kahit pareho ang desisyon para sa Kmart at Bunnings, hindi ito nagbabawal sa paggamit ng facial recognition technology. Anya, makatwiran para sa mga negosyo gumamit ng bagong teknolohiya para protektahan ang kaligtasan ng kanilang mga empleyado, pero kailangang sumunod sa privacy laws. Sinabi naman ni Lizzie Oshie, founder ng Digital Rights Watch na nagsabi na ang facial recognition technology ay isa sa mga hindi gusto ng mga publiko.
Most Australians do not like this technology. The vast majority of Australians are of the view that they shouldn't have to hand over their sensitive personal information in order to access retail services. So it's not clear that there's a social license for the use of this technology either.
Sinabi naman ng Kmart na nakakadismaya ang desisyon ng Privacy Commissioner kaya nire-review nila ang mga posibleng apela. Dagdag ni Oshia, panahon na rin para i-update ng gobyerno ang Privacy Act.
Our Privacy Act is well overdue for reform. It doesn't speak specifically about this kind of technology. And there is an argument that it could be updated to better regulate the use of facial recognition technology. I think that would be a sensible move. And in the interim, we probably need to have retail industries stop using it until there's clear guidance in law that you can.
Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Tom Stainer at Wing Kwang para sa SBS News na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.